impressions after looking at the film?
We've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of areas that we've got to improve on. I think this bye week comes at a good time for us. Gives us a chance as coaches to look at and evaluate what we're doing, who we're doing it with, come up with solutions that can help us get better and help us win some games. Well, that's one of the things we got to look at. We've got to come out and play better to open up the third quarter. I think it's 55-7. And part of that is we've got to play better in the first half, specifically on third down, convert third downs on offense, get off the field on defense, especially on defense, so we don't have to play so many plays, so that we don't get tired and worn down in the second half.
At the quarter pole, Dennis, now four games into it, what's going on at halftime? What type of adjustments are being made or adjustments not being made that you guys are trying to happen?
No, we're making adjustments. I think we've got to come out with a greater sense of urgency coming out after halftime. And again, that's one of the second half is one of the byproducts of the first half. And the first half, we haven't had enough plays on offense, so we don't develop that continuity and that flow. And then on defense, we play too many plays because we haven't done good enough job getting off the field on third down. So, starting the second half in the third quarter, we're going to evaluate that. But part of that is a byproduct of where we've been in the first half.
With the pressure on the quarterback, looking back, you have like 3 sacks, but you played some quarterbacks that don't allow you to get to much. Do you look at it that way, or is it, I don't care who we're going up against, we got to find a way?
No. When you begin to blame others, you give up the power to change. So we're not looking at it from an external factor of why we're not getting enough pressure on the quarterback. We got to look at what we're doing, and we got to control the things that we can control. And we've got to do a better job finding ways to affect the quarterback. And I've talked about that since I got here. We've got to affect the quarterback. You do that two different ways. You do it by rush and you do it by coverage. So we've got to be able to blend those things together. We've got to cover them better and give our rush a chance to get there. And then when we do cover them, we've got to win our one-on-one matchups up front and get to the quarterback.
Yourself playing with Kelly and Seymour so far?
I think just like everybody else, they need improvement. We've got to improve in a lot of areas. And, I'm not going to get into the finger-pointing game and trying to say this guy or that guy. Really what we're into is playing better as a football team. And within doing that, we've got to evaluate each of us individually, got to evaluate ourselves, and then ultimately the coaches, we've got to evaluate the players and find out who's doing the right things in the way that we're asking them to do it.
Coach, Michael Huff was given a nice contract to come back and play safety. I know he's been moved to corner out of necessity, but in a way, doesn't that create another problem by putting him in a place where he's not going to play as well?
Well, really, at the end of the day, we've got to make decisions that we feel like give us the best chance to be successful. And that was a decision that we made, moving him to corner, gave us the best chance to be successful. We're going to continue to evaluate that as we go move along. That'll be one of the things we'll look at this bye week.
How much of the injuries at cornerback limited some of the different things you can do
defensively? Obviously, it's a factor. But at the same time, I believe this. We've got NFL football players, and we're going to ask them to do an NFL job, and that's what we got to continue to do. Everybody in the NFL deals with injuries. We're no different than anybody else, and we're not going to use that as a crutch.
Coach, you don't have any control over when the bye comes. You say you got a lot of work to do. If you had your druthers, would you rather not have the bye so you can spend more time working on you?
Well, I think that's when you get a great opportunity to do that. I mean, we're going to have a couple practices this week. CBA allows us to have a couple practices, and then we've got to give them 4 days off. But it gives us as a coaching staff some time to really evaluate and look at what we've done over the first quarter of the season, see where we're at, and the things that we need to improve on without the added time of trying to prepare for an upcoming opponent.
Does but without the on-the-field time, and you're going to end up giving them 5 out of 6 days off because you come back Monday and then you're off again Tuesday, isn't that quite a bit of time off?
Well, yeah, it is quite a bit of time off. But at the same time, this is the time you really get a chance to work on you during the bye. You got 2 practices to work on the bye. When we come back on Monday, we'll spend some time working Raiders on Raiders. And so that's when you really get an opportunity to work on you. When you're into the game week, you're more focused on preparing for the upcoming opponent. So this is a good time for the bye for us.
I know you're a big believer in the zone blocking scheme. Will that be one of the things you evaluate in this next couple of weeks?
We're going to evaluate everything. We're not going to stick our head in the sand. We're going to evaluate everything and see what things we need to improve on and where we can get better. And there's a lot of things that go into that. And we're going to go from A to Z. And we've got a lot of getting better to do, and that's what we plan on doing.
The problem is running the ball. Are they all up front? Are they scheme related? Or is Darren not doing something?
Well, there's a lot of different things that go involved in it. I mean, I've already talked about third down and the time of possession. And chasing points, when you're chasing points, you're not able to run the ball consistently, and therefore you're not able to run the ball effectively. There's a lot of factors that go into that and that are involved in that, and that's what we got to do this bye week.
You talk about this period being a time where you can work on you. What period are you sort of working on yourself in? I know that you're a first-time head coach. Are you seeking out opinions of those whom you respect about what you're doing, how you're doing it so far?
Well, it's like I told the players today, all right, we've got to take a good hard look at ourselves. We've got to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And I'm no different than anybody else. I think we all make mistakes in this business, and we've got to be able to learn from them. And that's part of what this bye week is all about. Coaches and players, we all got to get better this week.
Do you have particular guys that you call?
Yeah.
I won't ask for names, but do you have guys that you maybe after the game say, "Hey, I was faced with this situation."
I've got resources that I go to talk about different coaching decisions, schematic decisions, a lot of different things.
What have you seen out of Rolando at middle linebacker?
He needs improvement, just like all of us, we're going to continue to work to improve in that regard. We got a lot of areas we got to get better at. So we're not into the singling out business. We're into the team business, and we're going to evaluate everything this week and see where we can get better.
Are you surprised by how many areas do need improvement? Are you surprised how many areas do look like they're in trouble?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, when your record says who you are. So we've got a lot of improvement that we've got to make. Our guys are still committed to sticking together, staying together as a team, because we're the only people that can help ourselves out. There's no magic formula. It's a bunch of guys in the locker room and a group of coaches that are committed to each other that are going to continue to work to get this thing fixed.
Coach, how frustrating is it as a former defensive coordinator, you would scheme to stop McFadden, and that's what DCs are doing now, and yet he's really not being utilized? It's almost like the DCs don't even have to worry about McFadden at this point.
Well, I think if you ask the DCs, that they would say that he is a factor. Darren, when you look back at the end of the year, you're going to say Darren had success this year. Again, we're going to evaluate everything that we're doing from A to Z, offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game, and we're going to try to utilize our personnel the best we can to give us a chance to be successful.
You talk about third down on defense. What specifically do you guys need to do better to get off the field?
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's about getting off the field. We got to get pressure on the quarterback. We got to be able to win our one-on-one matchups. When we get opportunities to make plays, we got to be able to make plays. And we'll evaluate schematically what we're doing, if there's some things that we can do differently to give our players a chance to be successful.
With no hits on Peyton Manning yesterday, I mean, is it even more important to get Andre Carter on the field as soon as possible?
It's important to get as many players on the field as we can that have a chance to affect the quarterback, whether it be through rush or whether it be through coverage.
Do you know yet whether Spencer will be back practice at some point?
He's still in a boot. I would not anticipate him being back. When he gets out of the boot, we'll have a better feel for exactly where he's at.
Everybody come out of the game okay injury-wise, or were there anything that popped up?
As of right now, there's not been anything that's come up that's any different than what we had going into the game, other than mostly your normal bumps and bruises. I'm sure we'll have a better update on Wednesday as far as where everybody came out. There's still some medical things that have to be done.
You expect Darius back this next game? Or?
I'm hopeful that he'll be back. I haven't talked to Rod specifically about that, but he seems to be doing a lot better. So we'll see where he's at the end of this bye.
How's Khalif coming along?
Khalif wasn't this past Friday, but the Friday before, he had a little procedure to help heal that groin. So we'll evaluate him after he comes back off the bye. But obviously, he's kind of a week-to-week situation.
With Andre, during this bye week, will his work to get ready to play, will it be more in bearing his head in the playbook? Will it be more physical therapy to make sure that he's physically ready? What will it entail?
Both. It'll be burying his head in the playbook to make sure he understands what we're doing. And then it'll be on the field work for 2 days this week, and then including Monday of next week. And then obviously, he'll spend time in the training room making sure he's got his body ready to go. So it's a combination of getting his mind ready as well as his body to make sure he's ready to go for Atlanta. And we'll see where he's at early in the week next week and have a better feel for how much, if he'll play against Atlanta.
Any of those young corners, either on practice squad or on the 53 pushing to maybe start?
Hey, listen, potentially. Again, I'm not ready to make any of those decisions right now, but what I am going to say is that we're going to look at everything. We're going to look at everything because we've got to do better than we've done in the first quarter of the season.
How confident are you that you'll be able to get accomplished what you think has to happen in the next couple of weeks here?
I'm confident. I'm confident. We've got a group of guys in there that are going to continue to fight and continue to battle. Our coaches are going to work tirelessly to get it done. And we're going to continue to work until we get our problems fixed.
What's the mood of the team right now? Can you get a grasp on that?
Well, hey, listen, we're all disappointed. Nobody set out this season to be 1-3 at this point. So, there's disappointment. But our guys, like I said before, we showed that we could battle against Pittsburgh. And we're going to continue to battle here. We've got to focus in on getting better and taking it one game at a time. The next team we're ready for is Atlanta. We're going to prepare for them, get ready for them, and then we'll see what happens the rest of the year.
For you, will the entire time between now and Atlanta be focused on Atlanta, or will you sort of half and half, like sort of not Atlanta specific, just working on us?
It'll be pretty much half and half. It'll be time spent on. What are we doing well? What do we need to improve on? How can we improve in those areas that we need to improve on? And then it'll also be studying Atlanta, seeing what they're doing and coming up with a plan for them.
What areas are you pleased with at this point?
I'm not pleased with the record, so there's a lot of areas that I'm not pleased with. Things that I am pleased with, I'm pleased with, competitiveness at times of our football team, the way we've hung in and battled, specifically there against Pittsburgh. But there's a lot of areas that we need to get better on, and that's really where I'm focused is how can we improve as a football team.
How do you think Carson played this week?
I thought at times he played well. There was obviously some plays that you wish you would have had back. I think he was put in a tough situation. It's hard to chase points against a team like that when they got a pass rush like they do. So he's no different than the rest of us. We all got to improve. There's areas for all of us to get better at, and we're going to keep working to do that.
Do you think on that first drive, did it was a first down, or are you
Talking about the first drive of the third quarter?
Third quarter that you didn't challenge. If you look at the tape, did you still think it was somebody should have challenged?
You know, when I looked at the coach's tape, it's still inconclusive. I thought it was inconclusive at the game. Thought it was inconclusive on the coach's tape. And my thought process was right there that I'd already used one challenge. If I use my next challenge and don't get it, I don't have a challenge for the rest of the game. And being that it was inconclusive to us in the box, didn't feel like it was worth that challenge.
McFadden's gone from like 13 catches in the first week to like 2 and 2 and 1. Is there a reason for that, or just something that you guys were?
No, just it's part of you know, what the defense has given us, and we've had some opportunities down the field, and we've converted on some of them, and some of them we missed. But it's more of a it's not limited in the times that we throw to him. It's more a factor of what the defenses have been giving us.